Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the magnificent and glorious name of the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. We are so excited to have each and every one of you join us. Now, come a little closer. We are live on air as we go back into the studio where it's Tuesday morning live right here on NPA, the morning of 11/09/2021, where we're here with the first fruit, and we're going to go right back into it. And speaking now and hosting on behalf of Chief Ambassador, we have our Mother to the Nations. Let's go back in there together, everyone. Thank you so much, and I'm yours truly. That's right. Thank you so much. Let's go back there right now.
But your first obligation when you step your feet in the house of God, praise the Lord, ought to be because of your soul salvation. Don't let no man boast about that you save yourself. Nobody save you but God. And don't nobody get the credit of the recognition but Jesus Christ Almighty. Let's see what the spiritual definition. Y'all, I'm just ready to fly in the spirit. Let's see what the spiritual definition of grace means. The Apostle Paul puts it like this. Grace is God's kindness, his gracious generosity. Amen. Gracious generosity. I know we tell people, thank you for your generosity. Amen. But they still don't mount up the way God's generosity is. Nobody can bring you salvation. They can just offer it to you. Nobody has that right or that gift to give you in salvation but Jesus Christ Almighty. The Apostle Paul said that grace is also his understanding favor. Amen. He favor us and spiritual blessings. Amen. It's a difference between natural blessings and spiritual blessings. That's one of the reasons why it's called God's amazing grace. It ain't God amazing. Isn't it his grace amazing? I'm your Chief Ambassador, amen, almost every day. Give God the glory to how his sanctuary and his church coming along. People don't get excited about that.
We cannot hear you, Mother. We can't hear you.
Excuse me, she's on mute.
Oh, she's on mute. Mother, you must have hit your mute button. Your mute button. Bishop Stern, we cannot hear you.
Keith, I think they muted everybody because they said they told my line said you have been muted. You hit the star button twice to get off, so I think everybody was muted.
All right, let me check on something.
Is that my own people?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
You hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. I'm going to have to give a couple of minutes back to that. Thank you, Chief. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, the enemy don't want this to get out. Amen. Praise the Lord. But this is hot every day. Amen. I don't know where I started at. Did I share about what? I'm going to just go. The Apostle Paul, amen, puts it like this about grace, that is God's kindness, his gracious generosity, his understanding favor and spiritual blessings, that is one of the reasons why it's called God's amazing grace. I'm sure when Chief Ambassador named his church, God gave it to him. I study names. Whenever I go to a church to minister and the name of the church, I look it up to see what it represents. Amen. Because your church name, just like your own name, has to represent something. My husband named our ministry Peace of God. And he say, I always want the peace of God around us. I don't want people that start trouble up in here. Y'all don't hear me. And then he turned it around, peace of God and God of peace. But I'm talking about God's amazing grace this morning. Remember, Apostle Paul, I think I was here, was called Saul. The name Saul was not popular, and the name means prayed for, acts of God. Amen. I'm glad Apostle Paul, amen, was born, amen, came into the spirit realm, amen. Mm-hmm. The name was changed on the Damascus road to grace, and when God changed his name to Paul after his conversion, oh, my God, I can imagine, amen, when God saved him, amen, just like I want to just measure, if you can fathom in your mind, when God really saved you and changed you. I'm not talking about your praise report that I've been in church all my life, but I'm talking about the very moment, huh? When you know that God changed you, amen. Some of us went to church because we had to go to church. But I'm listening to great people, amen, that was a lot of people don't want to talk about when they got converted. They don't want to talk about that I once was lost and now I'm saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. You didn't come in saved, but you came in for the purpose of being saved. And Apostle Paul, y'all know some of his history. Amen. That he was against God. It was said that he was an atheist down in his heart. He didn't like God and everything. But when the light, y'all know the story, when that bright light shined on Paul and changed his name, then changed his mind, he was Saul then. Let me just let you remember some things. Coming up as a child, your siblings and maybe your friends had little nicknames for you, and you didn't like the nickname that they gave you. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can laugh when I tell you this. Look, amen. I have a forehead. I don't think it's big. It ain't big now, but it's the reason why it was big. And they used to tell me all the time that your forehead is so big, it's like a bus. We could ride on it. My siblings was cruel. Y'all could laugh about it. My mother and father. Now, to my mother, amen, my mother never saw nothing wrong with her children. A good mother is not going to see any kind of effects or effects on their children, and that's how God is. Now, if you never see me, and if you ever see me, don't start looking at my forehead. But let me tell you something about this forehead. It is full of wisdom, knowledge, grace, and mercy. Oh, y'all don't want me to talk about what God did with this forehead? Amen. Now, I don't think it's big, and it ain't big now, but they used to tell me, you know how it is, Chief, how your siblings talk about you. Amen. Yeah. And one thing, it could have been that they was jealous of me. Amen. We came from the same mother, same father, but this is getting back to Saul when he was on the Damascus road and had done everything against the will of the Father because he had not come to the knowledge of knowing who Jesus is. And I can tell you, when every time I think about when the Lord came into my life, amen, praise the Lord. Yeah, I was 10 years old when I gave my life to the Lord. Now, I had some growing to do. I had some stages to go through. Amen, praise the Lord. But sometime or another, you're going to settle. Amen. Praise the Lord. I had growing pains to go through. I was in school. Mm-hmm. I was in high school. I was in college. I was out doing my own thing. Don't try to book what I did. Just worry about your own self. Amen. Don't be nosy. Amen. I once was a soul, but thank God I have a praise report and a testimony like Apostle Paul. I once was lost, and now I'm found and blind, but now I see. Am I still on, people?
Amen. You are. Amen.
You are you all still with me? Amen.
Yes.
Did you go to sleep back there? I want to remind you of God's amazing grace. Listen, people. There was a man by the name of John Newton, and John Newton wrote the song of amazing grace. Now, there's a lot of people that I look up that want to take the credit. Newton was going through some tough times in his life. He grew up with his mother, and his father was at sea. He was only 6 years old, and he was a slave on a ship for many years. His mother died, and his father married someone else. It said that, I don't know if should I put step, I don't know where all of that come from, but the other mother did not treat him as well as she treated her birth child. Oh, we got that in the body of Christ, and it's all messed up because God loves us all. Somebody better say amen. Amen. There ain't no stepchildren. God has no stepchildren. We either his son or his daughter, and he don't call us step. Amen. That means when I hear the word step, that means you're stepping on them and you're one step down. You're just as important. So Newton, during his time as a young man, you know the history about slaves. Amen. Praise the Lord. And black people were not only slaves. There were white people that were slaves as well. It was just if you think the world is mean now, it was really mean. Amen. Praise the Lord. But Newton, as he was growing up and everything and thought of the spirit of the living God, I can imagine God was in the wind on the ship. You know, you hear the whistle sometime in the wind. I say that's God, because ain't no man can whistle in the wind and everybody hear it. That's God speaking in the wind when the rain drops. And you hear the rain and the chill off the rain. It's nobody but God. Can't nobody put in the atmosphere all over the earth. Hey, glory to God. And Newton thought in his mind, what a mighty God that we serve. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Newton wrote Amazing Grace. And all of us, we don't sing the old hymns anymore, but those back in the day, they had to sing songs that would allow them to get through. Amen. And that's why we ought to have in the church songs that will allow us to overcome, songs that will allow us to get to another level in the name of Jesus. You don't hardly hear, I feel better, so much better, since I laid my burdens down. I believe most people come to church because they got a burden. It's supposed to come to church to give God the glory, but we come all weighted down, all burdened down. Instead of coming in with a praise, we come in with a grieving spirit. But Newton, I can't imagine this man, amen, young man, didn't have a life, mother treating him bad and everything, and the Spirit of the Lord hit him, and he started out with amazing grace. Oh, praise the Lord. How sweet the sound. You got to be mature to understand this, because it sounds good to me. That saved a wretch like me. Not a witch, but a wreck. You're a wreck. Y'all know what a wreck is? You ever seen a car, I don't care what you do to it, it stopped on the highway, it held up the traffic, amen, they couldn't start it, they couldn't push it, they had to call a wrecker, that's what they call it. It was nothing but, pick up this trash, amen. You don't have to find cars breaking down now. Because technology and the wisdom of God has taught them, I don't know, I ride a car, it doesn't let me know anything but how to praise the Lord. And if I'm just saying, I need that. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then he said, that saved a wretch like me. Listen, people, he said, I once was lost. But now I'm found. And I'm not talking about lost and they couldn't find him on the ship. I'm talking about lost to the world. If you haven't really sold out to the Lord, guess what? You will lost. I found out when I heard the bishop of our fellowship talk on this past Sunday. I found out, not that I didn't know it, but every now and then we have to, come back and water your mind. I hear Chief Ambassador say it all the time that, you know what, we forget about the greatest gift we ever had. Amen. Praise that we would ever have. You want the gimme ministry, but every time I think about what I could have been out in the world and God snapped, this was Newton. Amen. I once was lost. You are lost without Christ. Amen. Yes. But now I'm found. I was blind. He wasn't talking about the eyesight, but blind in his mind. Amen. You don't know nothing unless Christ is on the inside. And he said, but now I see. Oh, my God. You're going to be able, people of God, to see things in the spirit realm on this fast. Amen. This is the second day. Amen. And you ought to feel a little lighter now. Amen. At 3 o'clock, you shouldn't be watching the clock, waiting on your buttermilk pancakes and your Burger King and McDonald's. That's not. You defeat the purpose. Hey, glory to God. Newton say, I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Well, he said that in his spirit, but when I looked over into the word of God, 2 Corinthians 9:8, Apostle Paul say, and God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. The Apostle Paul also let Timothy, his young brother in the gospel, share a little about this grace. He said in 2 Timothy 1:9, he said he had saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. Y'all remember grace today. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of the time. Remember, that was the plan that the Father, he had to die in order for us to be saved. Amen. The man of God put it this way. Hallelujah. He died for us, and he say he put it this way. He was us. Amen. When he went on the cross and he died, every last one of us was laying on that cross with him because he died for us. Isaiah 40:31 say, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary, and they will walk and not faint. St. John 1:16 say, out of his fullness we have all received grace. Oh, my God, and place of grace already given. I go back to Mr. Newton, John Newton. He was so full of God, he wrote the second stanza, and it said, 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear. And it ain't talking about that dangerous fear, but the fear of the living God. And grace my fear relieved. How precious. And see, you got to realize he was on that ship now. And you can imagine fear was all around him. He's saying, grace my fear relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Well, Mr. Newton, I know that was good. I can't say that you didn't write the Amazing Grace song. I cannot, because I don't even know you, and I wasn't born in that time. But I can come back and stand in proxy of Apostle Paul, and when he wrote the word of God. And I believe, I'm not saying being on a ship as a slave, as a young man, was not a terrible thing. But I believe when you're lost in this world and you don't have Christ on your side and you don't have a compass to know how to get back to where you belong in God, I believe the Apostle Paul was so excited about his new birth. Hallelujah. Let me pause right now. None of us on this line can remember the natural birth. You know when they told you you were born, but you cannot give us a testimony that when I was born, I came out crying. You don't remember that, because your mind was not in shape for that. Your mother or your father or your grandmother or the midwife or the doctor might can tell you when you came out, you look red, you look blue, you look brown. You had to be shaped, in the name of Jesus. The Apostle Paul came back with a strong testimony. He said in 2 Corinthians 12:8-9, three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, anybody ever heard this before? My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. He said, therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power will rest on me. Let me pause here for a moment. When Apostle Paul said that, therefore I boast more gladly about my weakness. In other words, weakness, weak, W-E-A-K, not W-I-C-K-E-D. That might have been there too, but when you find out that you know that you could not do it unless God did it for you, that's why praise reports are so important, because you're talking about God's amazing grace. Hallelujah. If it wasn't for the goodness of the Lord and for grace, oh my God, the old songwriter say, it was grace that woke me up this morning and grace started me on my way. Anybody on the line know that old song? And them old songs had some meaning to it and some word to it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Another apostle told us a couple of weeks ago that there are sometimes people write songs that is not lined up with the word. And I listen in the spirit and I look it up. And he said, the one that wrote the song about I searched all over and I couldn't find nobody. He said, that's not scripturally basis, because you're not going to find nobody like the Lord. You don't need to search all over, but just search the word of God. He also told us, we sang for years about when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, and we caught on and took that saying that the Lord called him three times. He said the Lord didn't call him three times. He only called him and say, Lazarus, come forth. God don't have to call you but one time. Oh, my God, when the Lord calls us from labor to reward, it ain't going to be but one time, and one name is on that name. Let me calm down here. Newton third verse, and y'all don't know all the song to Amazing Grace, but when we were coming up and we had to sing them old Dr. Watts hymns, we got praise and worship now that make you get excited, but we had to stay there and listen to the old Dr. Watts songs that came from slavery. People were beaten up, and some was cut up and burned up, but Newton came back and say, my chains are gone. You get the picture now, because he was in bondage. I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. Anybody know that God has ransomed you? In other words, I'm not for a bid. You can't buy me and you can't sell me. No matter where you send me, I'm in the anchor of the Lord. And he say, like a flood, with mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace is what he said. Chief, you got a good name to your church. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved an old wretch like me. I once was lost. Oh, yes, we were. But now I'm found. I was blind. I didn't know all of this stuff when I was 10 years old. I might have heard it, but my mindset as a 10-year-old, it would have been too much, but you got a growing grace, like Apostle Paul say, you got the growing grace, hallelujah. He wasn't selfish about letting Apostle John and St. John, the first chapter and the 14th verse, he said the word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. He also say we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father. And I like the end of it, and he say, full of grace and truth. Nobody got the truth but Jesus Christ Almighty. But the Apostle Paul got credit for the word of God, and Newton got credit because it's no doubt about it that young man was all in some kind of chains that bound him. And when he began to write another stanza, it say, the Lord has promised good to me, his word, my hope secure. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endure. That's a good scripture. That's a good saying there. My chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior, he ransomed me. And like a flood, my mercy reigns. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow. The sun forbear to shine. But God who called me here below will be forever mine. My chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior, he pilots me. And like a flood, his mercy sane, mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace. Can y'all feel that amazing grace up in you now? It was nobody but the Lord that saved you. Let me slow down and close it out for a moment. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I can't imagine when Apostle Paul saw the light, and it was a light shining from glory. It wasn't the light of a flashlight. It wasn't the light of a car light. It even wasn't a light of another ship to come to rescue him. But the only one that can rescue you is Jesus Christ Almighty. What an amazing God. What an amazing grace. Let me tell you this. Hallelujah. Let me get myself together. Hallelujah. I forgot I wasn't in the church house where I could run all around. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, yeah. Glory. That's amazing how the Lord can anoint you any time of day. He can anoint you in the morning. He can anoint you at 12 noon. He can anoint you at 12 midnight. Y'all don't understand this anointing like I told you. You can't buy it off Amazon. You don't need a credit card. You can't go in Walmart and order a 5 pounds of grace. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. The Lord told me to tell all of us, take the eye. When you start talking about yourself, make sure that you give God the glory. Take the eye so God can get the word, can get the message that he wants the glory. And when you give his glory to another, God is not pleased. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Take the eye out of you. Amen. Whenever somebody say you did a good job, give it back to the Lord. Y'all hear me on this morning. Whenever somebody, it's all right to get exhortation, but don't let exhortation give you a big head. You didn't think of nothing. Yeah. God gave it to you. I don't know nothing like a bishop say, a chief ambassador say. Hallelujah. Because let me tell you, he's still the bishop of our souls. If you look in the word of God, whether they ordain him or not, he's ordained by God. He's a shepherd, and he is a bishop of our souls because he ministers to us. If you don't have what it takes to be a bishop, titles don't mean nothing. Hallelujah. If you look at it, people, let me show you something here today. When I was going back over my notes, and I looked at this, and nobody gave it to me but the Lord. He said, take the eye. And look, you cannot spell I, the word, the letter I. I is the only letter that you use in the alphabet that represent you yourself. You can say you, but you spell you, Y-O-U. I'm not talking about the I like your eyeball, E-Y-E, but I'm talking about you as the I. It's only one letter. God made it that way. When I was talking, when the Spirit of the Lord is so much I could share with you about grace. There's so many scriptures about grace. Look them up sometime because, hallelujah, if you don't know, I'm going to tell you now, you're living off the grace of God. You're not living off your ham hocks. You're not living off your turkey and gravy. That's for the natural. But for your spiritual soul, you're living only because of the grace of God. And you ought to recognize that every morning. I guess you ain't my age now, but you don't have to be old to recognize the grace of God. I thank God every day, like Chief say all during the day. I used to see my mother when she was coming, when I was coming up, and my mother used to always be folding her hand, and she used to say, thank you, Lord, all during the day. I had a holy mother, and I thank God for that. And she used to say, thank you, Lord, all day long. I don't understand. Yeah. I'm telling y'all. I don't understand how they made it because they didn't have food stamps. They didn't have food banks. They couldn't go nowhere. They had to live off the crops of the land. But we made it. Somebody ought to say, thank you, Lord. Thank I don't understand. But we're living in a day now that nobody should never be hungry. Now, we weren't hungry, but we had set times to eat. We couldn't eat all day long like the children do now. We couldn't even open the refrigerator unless they say, what you doing in that refrigerator? Yeah. But the children don't only open it up. They eat whatever they want. Now, I'm not angry with that because they're not in my dispensation. But the word of God says, that grace, it goes from glory to glory, from one man to another. Can't you feel God's amazing grace?
I took
the word grace, which is G-R-A-C-E. Let your mind wander. Let God use your mind. You don't have to be a poet for God to use you. Amen. I took the word grace, and I say, God, what can I do out of this? Actually, let me take I out. God gave this to me because I don't have. Without the goodness of God in your mind and in your spirit, you are mute. You are really nobody. Glory to God. You are really handicapped without the grace of God. Amen. The Lord gave me this early in the morning. G stand for God is and nothing else. Mm-hmm. When you got God on your side, you don't need your best friend to come and hold your hand. Amen. Let Jesus hold your hand. Oh, that's all right for when you're going through something, but most of your time with the Lord is just you and God. Let God, G stand for God is and nothing else. Sometimes I don't want nobody but God. In my secret closet on the prowl, I don't need nobody but God. I'm reaching up to God for me. I'm telling God some things that no ear should hear it but me and God. Y'all hear me on the day. Aura stands for repent. Always repent. Some people think if they gave their life to the Lord one time, they don't need to do it no more. Look, I'm telling you, when I rode on that plane them many hours to Africa and had to ride back, on the way there I was excited. But on the way back, I had seen what I had to see. And the natural hit in me, you got to take them same amount of miles to go back up in this air. You can't tell me every now and then the flesh don't have you to say, Lord, I don't want to die up in the air. But the spirit says, if you die up in the air, you're just going to keep going on up. Y'all don't hear me. Aura stands for repent. Yeah. On the fast, repent. And don't just do it on the fast every day. I'm saying I don't want to be lost. Lord, it's a shame that you've been in church all your life and then you wind up, not making it into the pearly gates. Ask and it shall be given you. It's scripture behind all of this, but I'm running on. Ask God. Amen. Mm-hmm. But don't have a give me list. Amen. Don't have, if you've been prophesied to be a millionaire, just, it's wait for it. The vision will come to pass. Amen. Yes. You just got to wait until the time. You can't hurry God. He got to set time for it. Amen. Yes. The right time. Right now, if you're not prepared for that, it will blow your mind and probably blow you out of here. Amen. C in grace stands for come unto me, all ye that are burdened and heavy laden. Come just as you are. You ain't got to dress up. You ain't got to do nothing but just go before the Lord and tell him what's all on your mind. I began to talk to the Lord like he is my best friend. Amen. I know this whole saying come out, my BFF. Amen. My best friend. I don't know what it stands for, young people. All I know, I don't need nothing new to tell me who my best friend is. My best friend is the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Amen. I don't need, because, see, these earthly friends, they will let you down. I'm even finding out when they know so much about you. Amen. At my birthday celebration, they went all the way back to my hometown. And I said, let's not go back there. Don't take me to my past. Because my past, some of it was good and some of it wasn't. And I'm not trying to go back to loading bar. Take me farther. Y'all don't want, I'm at a new address now. Amen. Heaven is my goal. Amen. Come. Amen. And the last E in grace, it stands for me, everlasting. Amen. G-R-A-C-E. God is God and nothing else. Repent, ask, and he will give it to you. Come unto me, and then E, everlasting grace. It never gives out. It never gives out. A rubber band, if you keep pulling it and keep using it, it'll pop. You don't never know when it's going to pop. It's not made to last forever. It's just for a temporary thing. But God's amazing grace, amen, is everlasting. It never leaves. All you got to do is ask for it. I just want to challenge you. While you're on the fast, ask God to give you something for grace. Ask God to give you something for faith. Ask God to give you something for truth. All you got to do is write the letter down, because God get excited about what you think about him. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's wrote many things about us. Amen. Mm-hmm. Paul wrote letters. I write letters to the Lord. Amen. It's a pleasure, Lord. I got books of letters that I wrote to the Lord, and I look back. I was so young. I say, God, I had wisdom then, but I didn't know what it was. Amen. But I know now. I wrote letters. Amen. And I'm still writing poems now to the Lord. They may not ever be published because this is my private thing to the Lord, and I thank God for it. God bless you all on this morning. Amen. I pray that you've gotten something out of what God has given to me to give to you about grace. What an amazing, I don't know too many churches, Chief. I think you're the only church that I know that church name is amazing. Amen. Grace. And I've been taught by Apostle R.D. Hinton, if you're going to name anything, name it something that is going to represent the Lord. You know, we left out of the days of everybody had Mount Nebo, Mount Zion, Mount Calvary. And get off the mount now. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because all those, if you read them, all of them had some history behind it. And whatever you name your child, amen, call him little monkey. He may act like a monkey because you've been calling him that all his life. Amen. My mother never called us a nickname. If she could, I was called Pat all my life, but my mother called me Patricia. And I thank God. It was only three people that did that, and my husband never called me Pat. Now, that's still a beautiful name. It all depends on how you do it. Amen. He always called me Patricia. And I know that. My mother had a beautiful voice. I sort of got some of her. I don't want to say sort of. I had a beautiful. I had a mother like Mother Adlai Johnson, a holy, anointed woman of God. And I was with her, and both of my grandmothers were first ladies. And I learned a lot from them. Now it's being manifested. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Chief. I thank God. If it's anyone on the line that need a prayer, sometimes we say SOS 911. You just need prayer. Look, I need prayer every day of my life. Please don't take me out of your prayer life. Amen, somebody. I need prayer every day of my life because it's got to be the grace of God that woke all of us up. We didn't think of nothing. Everything come out of your mouth that is spiritually healed by the grace of God. I look over a lot of messages that God gave me to write and to use in a mighty way to bless somebody else. But it blessed me first. Some things that they didn't even get that I got while I was studying, and you may not, if you don't write it down, you won't even remember when you get ready to minister. And then when you close the book, this is what I'd be taught. Amen. When you, as a great man and woman of God that is used to ministering and praying, you don't need no book. Amen. You don't need to read out a book how to pray. You just pray because prayer comes from the anointing. Amen, somebody. It's what God wants to say through you, not what you want to say. Amen. Take the eye out, let them tongues loose, and let God pray through you. You'll be surprised to where it would bring you. Sometimes I feel like I was on that ship like Newton because I was born in the 40s, was raised in the 50s, and everything like that, and I was raised in a segregated city in Florida. I don't want to remember that. All I want to remember that I got saved there and I went somewhere else so my spirit man could grow, because a lot of older places don't know how to shift. Am I right, Chief? Amen. They don't know how to shift. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I thank God. They'll keep you down in slavery with those old songs. That's okay for black history, But give me a song. What a mighty God we serve. Amen.
Yeah,
other songs that bring joy to the Lord. God, I don't want to hear all the more pitiful songs. I'm a pilgrim traveling through this barren land. I'm not a pilgrim traveling through. I'm a saved, sanctified woman full of God. And my apostle told me on Sunday, Chief, he said, we miss you when you're not in church. I said, well, sometimes I can't always travel. If I did my own service and I'm at, you know, first Sundays is, you know, you got Holy Communion. It's a lot going on there. And then if I drive, I'm okay. But if I, and I said, when I'm in church, I'm active. He say, and that you are, and that's what we miss. You help me to preach. You all don't know when you before your pastor and they preach and sit up, don't go to sleep. And when they can look in your face, you help them to go to another level. Not that the anointing is not taking them, but if you're not up in the anointing, it does nothing for you if you sit there asleep thinking about we got to get out here and go to Popeyes. God bless you all is my prayer. I don't, Chief. This is one of these days that I could hear my husband say, Chief Ambassador done made a monster out of you. He didn't mean like a monster in the world. He didn't mean like a monster in the world. And I want to say this, Chief, and I'm going to put it in your hands. I thank and praise God for the man of God. I don't remember his name on yesterday that is looking for you to have your name, the very same thing. And I want to share that so it don't look like I cop it, amen, and everything. But the very same thing is going to be revealed for my husband. They're making a street, amen, out of Bishop Gary Stephen Stern. And I'm so honored. Amen, for that to be done for his honor. And let me tell you, you're tremendously blessed because most of the times they don't let streets be named until you die. I'm telling you, Martin Luther King didn't get that name, them streets, until he died. You know what I'm saying?
The mayor
of our city, he didn't get a, he should have had his name a long time. Every, when I ride around, I'm observing. All these names, Dr. Mary Lacey didn't get the street name until she died. And you'll be blessed unless you way up there, you know. John F. Kennedy, he didn't get a street name until he died. If you're unless you're way up there and you still living to get a street, I'm standing in proxy with you, amen, that you get a street name. That's a great honor. Amen. Yeah. God bless you all. This is my prayer. I surrender this time back into the hands of none other than our great chief ambassador, none other than Dr. Bernard Johnson. Let's give him a good God bless you as he come forth.
God bless you. God bless you, Bishop Stern. My
you there,
Lord.
Chief? Hello? Are you all there?
Can y'all it's hear me?
I'm all.
I can hear you, Chief. I hear you.
They hear me.
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah,
Mother.
Amen. They hear me, Mother. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Mother Stern, you've been wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much. Amen. And, oh, my God, you blessed our hearts today.
Joining the service
now. Amen. God bless you.
Chief Ambassador, did you all hear me?
Yes, yes. God, we hear you.
Yes, we heard you, Mother.
We got it, Mother. Amen. God bless you. And our hearts burn today as we heard the Lord music. Mother Stern, in a gracious and joyous way. Thank God we learned something about grace today, and thank God for amazing grace, God's amazing grace. Let's let the grace of God use us today to be a blessing to Bishop Stern. Let me give you her cash out. It's the $ Bishop Patricia Stern. Man, do that. The $ Bishop Patricia Stern. And then if you go into Walmart, ask them where the money center is. Go to